Everybody, well, today is the 7th of October, so let's do a clearing for people who may need to have a clearing done. Think of one of your situations you may have had today or during the week. Here we go, clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And clear the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll put Michelle on here. What do you think, Michelle? Anything else we need to do besides the light beams?
Well, we just need to remind everybody that you have a conference coming up. I believe that is next weekend, October 16th, 17th, and 18th in New York. So if they want to get a photo to you, they can send you a donation for $100 for each person that wants to do it. And then if they want to send their pets as well, they can send those photos in to you, and they can just email them to creationlightship@yahoo.com. And what is the final date, Rod, when you should have all those photos by?
I need them before the expo. Probably the maybe the 13th would be good, because it starts on the 16th.
Okay, so great. That gives you a couple of days. So we're going to have everybody try and have them in by October the 13th. And I just always like to mention every now and then that if you are not able to listen to the radio show, or somebody you know, if they're not able to listen to the radio show online, they can always call in and listen to the radio show. So I'm going to give you those phone numbers in case you want to keep those handy. So the numbers for Monday and Wednesday show is on BBS One, and that phone number is 716-748-0150. And for the Friday and Saturday show, if you want to call in and use your phone, it's 716-748-0144. And sometimes it actually, by calling in, you actually get an extra couple minutes there. You don't get cut off. So I always like calling in. All right, Ron, how would you like to start? We have some good emails. We have a testimonial.
Oh, I'll energize the light beams. So
all right.
Bring them all up on your monitor screens. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, let's do the email, see what we have here.
Okay, great. So let me see. I'm just going to pass a really good question here. Okay, it says, I saw the tutorial for the timeline crashes, and they're wondering about how many timeline crashes can happen if the timeline is running overnight while you're sleeping and into the morning.
Boy, it depends how long the timeline is. If it's a short timeline with less people on it, it'll take less time. Remember, you're on a timeline with other people having the same experience, because they have to be on the timeline for you to have that experience. If it was only you, then there'd be no one to really, you know, to meet and greet and be with. So if it's, you know, millions of people on it, then it could take longer. But the actual amount, I don't know. Everything is different.
Huh. Is it like a matter of...
Mind crash and just see how long it takes for the energy to change in your body as you come off of that.
Oh.
So back to you.
Yeah, I actually wondered about this as well, because I let mine run just, and I say crash all timelines consecutively, all parts, meaning all parts of the checkoff boxes that you have in the list. And then I list what it is I'm crashing, and I, you know, I guess I always thought maybe it was around 5 seconds for each one, but I don't know. I guess it could be a matter of minutes for each one if there are many people on a certain timeline. Like, I'm sure there's timelines that millions of people are on. Like, if you're doing a timeline for debt crashing, probably millions of people are on that, so I suppose it would take a lot longer.
Yeah, and that's correct. They will be on that timeline. Or just think of a timeline for funerals, you know, or dying every day. How many, I don't know, but, you know, if you're on that timeline, that's going to be pretty consistent. So that's sort of, you know, what you need to look at. I would think a timeline will probably take maybe a few minutes to maybe 15 minutes to crash. So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, my goodness. That is so interesting. I never really thought about it. I thought it would be just super fast, but I guess if there's more people, I know I've heard you say in the past that you could be helping out many people if you're doing certain timelines because you're also taking yourself off and all those other people on it, but I didn't realize that it would affect how much time it took to actually crash that timeline. So it's a great question. All right. Thank you, listener.
They are going someplace.
They are going to place. I think things are getting better, too, because certain timelines that I've crashed, I know in the past I have had friends that have been on those timelines as well, and then the more I crash them and I get off of them, they're calling me up going, oh, yeah, this is, like, not happening anymore in my life. And I'm like, oh, wonderful. That's great. Yep. So we have a listener also who would like to know if there's any information about an update on what's going on with the aliens, if there's anything that you could share with us.
Boy, nothing that I could really talk about, you know, at this moment. So they're still there.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll just let you do your thing. Okay, so this is a testimonial. It says the person did the alien attack for 24/7 and checked the boxes for unknown, and they felt lighter and less tight around the stomach, and their indigestion seems to have gone away. And then they did the trauma clearing, and they broke out in a sweat, but their body was less tense. And then they did the heartache clearing over their son. And their heartache over their son disappeared while doing that clearing. So that's three different things that they did that they had really good results with. And it says,
thank
you, Ron.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, you don't know what your... you know, how things are going to affect you, you know, how and why. So, yeah, very good.
So I've always wondered, Ron, okay, we do the whole life clearing by your age, and it clears anything having to do with that subject, right? And then we just do the individual things for individual stuff if we're continually thinking about it.
Yeah, that's if it comes up afterwards. So
okay.
What normally happens is someone will trigger that energy, you know, in you. It's already cleared away, so what you brought up, you know, from your past is cleared when you do the clearing. So basically, you've been there, done that, and you can walk away. But the catch is that people can reinfect you. And that's the sad part because that's what people do. So automatically you could have a situation that you thought you cleared. You probably got rid of a whole bunch of it, but they can still infect you, and you may have maybe like a 1% charge on having that, you know? And you go, well, I thought I cleared that out of my life, you know? Then you realize, oh, yeah, you know, my best friend, you know, was talking about, you know, maybe, let's just say a divorce or something that they're going through, and you already cleared your divorce, and you feel wonderful, and all of a sudden they start talking about their divorce, and it kind of, you're listening, but you're not really tuning in, and they go, and man, that person dated my best friend. And all of a sudden you go, oh, man, that's what happened to me, you know, or something like that. And so now all of a sudden you're on that roller coaster ride that was cleared from you, but the person reinfected you. And so now you have to clear it on the unlimited version. And just go in there and put what the situation was in that box that's there to write in the incident that you're experiencing, and clear it. You know, probably a minute would be enough, and you should be done with it. Oh, back to you.
So what if you were to put in a specific incident and you let it run for like 600 minutes all night? Would it go through past lives, or what would happen?
It'll just clear out of you what is activated in your DNA. Just like when the light beams clear you, you have to, you know, when you go to the light ship on the calls that we have, you must request a specific clearing that you're dealing with, that you want to have released. Okay? And so once it's released out of you, all that energy, then it's gone. You still could have it inside of you, but it hasn't, you know, surfaced yet. So at that point, you know, if it hasn't resurfaced, then you don't have to worry about it unless somebody brings it up. So back to you.
So we should stay at home, not get involved with people. That would be the easy thing to do, but not very easy to live your life that way. So, okay, well, it's good that we have these clearings if we feel we need them. What if you do a clearing, Ron, and you thought you needed it, but nothing significant happened? Like, you didn't really feel anything. Do you think you didn't need it, or do you think it still worked anyway?
Well, it always works. So it all depends how your body's working to sense the energies. You will know, because your body is probably going to be very relaxed. And if you kind of take note of what happened, or somebody talks to you about something, it may not trigger that energy like it did before. So at that point, you'll realize that, yeah, this helped. And, you know, I'm not involved with this energy any longer.
Right. Okay. Okay. Good to know. All right. So we have another one from a listener. It says, if the light only works in the now and the dark side is in control of time, then how is it that you, Ron, are able to take us back in time?
Oh, because I don't live in time. So I'm able to move in and out of time. So I live in and out of time.
Okay. So there's a second part to that.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Well, there's a second part of that question. So they're wondering, is it possible for them to go back to before they were born into their particular family that they were born into?
Probably not. It's if the aliens allow you to do that or not. You know, if people do hypnosis and stuff, and that might, you know, you could bring up stuff in your life, but... You know, I think they're asking about maybe, are they asking before they were born? Is that what they're asking?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see that as a possibility, because then you're still in spirit form and you will have no data on where you were. It doesn't exist because you're not on a timeline. And you're probably just in darkness, so they're not going to let you see the darkness that you're in. They only allow you to see and to experience when you're in a body here.
Interesting. Yeah, so what I asked you once at a conference, and I got a very cool answer that was really interesting and much different than anything I had ever heard before. What happens to us in between lifetimes?
Oh, boy. Well, you're not here. You're in darkness, and you're in a dark side universe, and you could be living a life in some type of alien body. that they created for you. So you could actually be living lifetimes on a dark side universe. You don't have to always be here. And because they're in control of time. So if they abducted you, just like on your dreams and where you've been before this program, and for every 10 minutes you get switched out, and are you here or are you in the beyondo? Okay? So when you're in the now, then you're on the real Earth. When you're not in the now, in source energy, then where are you? You could be anywhere. And you could also be living a life even like between your thoughts that you have here. So normally you think your thoughts, you know, and what you're seeing physically is solid, you know, but, you know, it's being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. What if they put you into 100 different lifetimes when they turned you off here? You wouldn't know it, but you might sense something as you came back from 100 lifetimes into your body here to be here. You know, maybe you might have all of a sudden a pain appear, and you go, where'd this pain come from, you know? Everybody has that. I guess you could call it a phantom pain, in a sense, because all of a sudden, you know, what happens when you feel like you got a pinprick someplace, you know? What's that? You go, wow, what happened here? You know, there's no pins around me, but it feels like I got poked by a pin. Well, that's probably, the energy coming to you from one of those timelines that you're living that you know nothing about because you think you're here all the time, but you're actually elsewhere too. So that gets to be kind of disconcerting, and people don't like hearing stuff like that, but that's kind of it. So when you're not here, where are you, number one? And nobody can really answer that, so they're not going to let you see that. If you knew where you were in those 100 lifetimes, they'll say, and aliens are chasing you, trying to eat you, you would probably be traumatized completely, and your life here wouldn't be any good. You'd go to the mental institution, probably, and they'd drug you, and that would be it. So, especially if they munch one of your arms off or something, you know. And then down here, you get that phantom pain. So if you actually saw an alien eat your arm, how would you feel about that? I'm sure you wouldn't like it. And what are you going to do with that energy? And what are you going to do when you see it? Anyway, back to you. Was that how I answered your question at the expo?
Well, you did mention about how, you know, we've heard from books or whatever, people that have had experiences where they have died and then they've seen things. Those are the only ones that we're getting information from, because obviously if somebody continues to stay dead, they come back with no information. But if they have a near-death experience and they come back, they say, oh, I had, you know, relatives come visit me, and you basically mentioned, like, yeah, that's the aliens are giving you what you think you want to see so that you go there, so that you leave your body and you move on to the next thing, so that they can get your spirit all, you know, together again and then put you in another body and send you back. But basically, yes, that you're, any way you cut it, you're still going into, you're still not able to leave this planet and as a spirit go wherever you like. So we're all kind of stuck here in a way.
Yep, that's Hotel California.
Which, you know, is interesting. And when you told me that, I thought, well, yeah, that's kind of obvious, isn't it? Because, you know, we're in a physical body. And then we all know that when you die, you drop the body. So wouldn't it make sense that if we could leave this planet, people would be coming back with memories and stories of wow, this is my first time here, and wow, I went to the moon, or you know, I went out to some other planet, and no, you get people saying I either remember nothing or I remember a past life. So it brings up all sorts of questions, like, what is your mind? Is there any remembrance? For most people, there is no remembrance. There is no recollection whatsoever until they have experiences in their next life that make them think of something from the past. But that's a rabbit hole. So I had a question, actually. When you're on the other side and you say, like, the aliens might put you on some timeline, what would make you a target for them to put you on any given timeline?
Okay, so what you're asking is, when you're in darkness on those timelines and you're not living here, okay, mm-hmm. now what's the question?
So what's to make them go, let's get this person and put them on these timelines, as opposed to somebody else that they might leave alone?
That's a good question. That one's kind of hard to answer.
Right.
Maybe it's your energy of your spirit. Maybe you have a lot of spirit energy, you know? So, mm-hmm. And they want to get all of your spirit energy down here so they can steal more of it. Remember, your spirit energy goes into your creations and goes into your thoughts, into your manifestations. So somebody who has a real weak spirit, who's, you know, been traumatized a lot and comes here kind of worn out, but they are, you know, put back, you know, into the best shape that they can be before they come here. And you're maybe, say, 50 times stronger because you haven't had that many lives here and you're ready to go. They pop you down here and then they want to steal this energy from you. So that's how part of the reason why you would be put down here, because you have a lot of energy to give to them.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've had conversations with friends about this. They're like, it's kind of like if you are like how bugs are attracted to the light. If you're a very bright person, your potential for actually being abducted or messed with might increase a little bit, which is so sad because they're usually the most sensitive, intelligent people. They've been here many times, and they're probably emotional about specific things that have happened to them, and I suppose it ends up making you more of a target. So it's good we have these clearings now. We can get rid of that and be in peace. So, and I was also wondering, when we're on the other side, do we choose who our parents are? Do we have any kind of choice?
Well, you do. You do select what you would like to be, possibly, say when you grow up, and so you do pick your parents, and it's probably also the soul family selecting your parents also, because they have information that they'd like to have, because they think they can get out of here if they get more information. So that's how I would kind of look at that. So, unfortunately, you do pick your parents, the best of the worst, because you have to pick somebody. And you pick the DNA in the parents that you may want to try to bring forth in that lifetime that you're living, you know, when you're born. Doesn't necessarily mean it's ever going to happen. You know, let's just say that, here we go. Here's a scenario. So, you picked the parents, male, female, right, your parents, doesn't matter if they're married or not, so you picked them, and you're ready to hop in, so you come in, and then all of a sudden, the mother who's carrying you gets on drugs, and all of a sudden, you know, is a druggie, and you go, you know, I didn't want to be a druggie, you know, child, and I'm getting, feeling the energy of all these drugs coming to me, so you say, you know, forget this. I'm not going to go into that body. And so you pull out, and then you say, anybody in the soul family want to go into to the druggy mother here with this baby being dysfunctional and everything else? And they go, no, we don't want that either. So everybody pulls back, and now you look for another mother. another genetic thing. And what happens to the baby? Baby probably dies. So that's your abortions that people have and the stillbirths and things. And that's normally what happens. So from there, you can choose again. And hopefully you come into one that you may like and you don't know what's going to happen. Only because, you don't know how your parents are going to live and be during your, conception and during that part that you're, growing up and trying to live in the mother, we'll say, for 9 months. So all of a sudden, you pick this family, your parents, and they go, oh, this is great. Perfect genetics for me. I really like this here. And every day the parents argue about something. They get into arguments. And the mother's all traumatized. And so you go, well, the genetics is here. I kind of like this, the genetics, but boy, I'm going to be born traumatized. And sure enough, you come out and you're traumatized for your whole lifetime, and you can't really succeed with what you want to do. As you're afraid of everything, and maybe you're an angry child. So that's kind of what happens. So back to you.
Yes, welcome back to the dark side, because I think that happens a lot. So I'm very glad, Ron, thank you so much for being here and making these healings available to us, because you have, with almost all of the healings that you have the ability to get over these problems that were not your fault necessarily and not even your parents' fault, but they were created and they're in your DNA or they're in your spirit or whatever. And we can clear all these things out, and then you also have other healings that can help you move forward with like the self-empowerment healing. So thank you for creating those.
Welcome.
They definitely make it, they make the ride here is very tough for a lot of people, but they make it a little easier for us. So, while you're talking, I came up with another question. When we're on the other side, like before we get born, do we think that we can handle things better? Are we like, oh, well, those parents, they fight a lot, but they're good people. I think I'll give it a try. I can handle it.
That could be a possibility, because you're not really in judgment yet, okay?
Hmm.
Except maybe, the druggy baby, And that's probably because maybe the DNA is getting suffocated, So I would guess that, you're able to get everything that you need in your parents. But, it's hard to say if what you're dealing with is going to actually be what you really want to be or have, okay? Because you think you can handle something, but you may not be able to. And all of a sudden, those genetics pop in, and all of a sudden, wow, I got these problems. So, I guess back to you.
Yeah, and they can be very insurmountable as a child, because you're generally not in control of what's going on. So for this person that was curious, they can't necessarily go back, but maybe they could go back to feeling clear and in non-judgment like before they were born. So one of the clearings that would be good, soul family detachment, so that they can not be corded to their soul family as much, that they can still be in their life if they want, but they won't be so pulled, or they'll get rid of their contracts that they made with their soul family with that one. And then the cording release.
Yeah, that could help. May want to do your natal chart. If you need a little more talent and you're realizing that you just need, that extra 5% edge, then do the spirit fetus infusion, I think that's what it's called, and you can reprogram, in a sense, to bring forth more DNA when you're being born. So you're going back to the creation of you back in time and bringing forth a talent that you may need a little more help with.
And Ron, you have another really interesting healing on your website. Maybe you could explain it a little more. It's called Immaculate Conception. What does that one do?
That one, I think, takes away a lot of the maybe negativity from your parents. So that DNA that's corrupted in them that would bring forth issues may start to eliminate some of that stuff. I can't say it's going to take away all the stuff, but it does help. That and the spirit infusion, you know, the fetus infusion, those are both kind of designed to give you a little more stuff here. So that's what that clearing does. It takes away some of that judgment. The other one is you know, you input what you want to have on the fetus infusion, of what you may want to have. So we'll just say that you're a singer, right? And you're doing fine, but you want to sing a little bit better, you know. So you do that clearing, and maybe you can get the vocal cords to loosen up a little bit or have a little more talent. You know, or if you're, say, you know, with the singing, maybe you're a songwriter and you want to get a little more creativity going, so you can do that clearing for that. Now, the Immaculate Conception will take away blockages, you know, that maybe your parents had. So maybe they were singers and songwriters too. And, you know, naturally you picked your parents because of that. But you want to be a little better as you grow up. You know, now you know that, yeah, you know, I can see the traits that my parents had, they passed on to me, but I want to be a little bit better. So you do that with a clearing, and it can help to take away the negative things that was there preventing you from, you know, having, you know, more talent, we'll say. Back to you.
Okay, that's such an interesting clearing. I always like to hear what more of it explained. So I thought it had something to do with, you know, the religion or something, but it doesn't. It has to do with you. So, again, it helps each of us individually if that's what you feel that you need. So, all right, changing gears just a little bit, we have a very interesting question. It is about the cartoon SpongeBob. And it says that they were watching it on YouTube, and his name is Bob, and he is the sponge. And him and his friends, they live in the deep sea, and there is a fellow down there named King Neptune, and Neptune is the name of one of our planets. And in this cartoon, it rules the underworld under the sea, and this character also has a pitchfork. And it says Neptune represents Pisces, which represents the fish, hence King Neptune living in the sea. And it reminds us that Jesus is also affiliated with the symbol of fishes. And there's also the saying, you're going to swim with the fishes, which means you're going to die or they're going to kill you, like the mafia or whatever. And they're wondering, could it be that death is the underworld and Pisces being the last sign of the zodiac before the cycle begins again? Hence the death and rebirth of whatever is happening right now, the planet, people, whatever. I guess they're just noticing these kind of things that go together. But I don't know. That's very interesting. I actually am kind of a fan of SpongeBob cartoon. I thought for a little while it was very strange but mildly entertaining. But I haven't seen it in years. So, have you ever seen this cartoon, Ron?
I have not, no.
Oh. Oh, boy. Okay, well, it's kind of funny. It's about these little creatures in the sea, and they're always a little freaked out. They're always like something's kind of scaring them or whatever, but it's funny. I know that, Jesus has been affiliated with the symbol of fishes, and there is a lot of speculation of that. And some of the speculation I've heard is that they think that Jesus' actual birthday was in whatever month is symbolized by the fish. But I don't really know if that's true or not.
Pisces, so, huh?
Pisces, right. Okay, so whenever that is, I don't know if it's March or what. And I don't know where I heard this, but I think I heard somewhere that it says somewhere in the Bible, I could completely be wrong, but that it says Jesus' disciples asked him, "Master, when will you return?" And he said, "When you see the man carrying water, that's when I will be back." And they were kind of missed by this because men don't carry water, women carry water, but that is a zodiac sign of a man carrying water. And I think it's the sign of Aquarius. I could be wrong, but I think it is. So, I know, but we're not supposed to talk about horoscopes. So, is there any kind of a healing that we could do about this, Ron? About the planets or something?
Well, yeah, we could do I don't know. Let's do a grace guy clearing.
Okay.
That's on the website. It's a pre-clearing, but we'll do one here for people. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how that's doing for everybody there. See if your weather conditions change slightly. And maybe you're feeling a little more space around you right now. I don't know. I could do, and this one here you're going to want to follow up on. So you would want to go on to the website and do the black goo mist clearing on the left-hand side. So I'll do that to clear off some energy on people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see how that works for everybody. So back to you.
Okay, good. All right, so we had a response from the person talking about the soul family. It says that they have done the soul family clearing, and it worked for a lot of things. They did the whole lifetime clearing. But the other clearing sounds interesting, so they might consider doing that. And then it says, do we have to come back as a human form? Or can we choose to do something else? And you could probably talk around about how you can avoid coming back altogether with this spirit clearing.
Well, yeah, you'd have to. You really have no choice once you leave here, you know. So you're all waiting for ascension to happen, we'll say, when the light comes to, you know, help everything out here. But, you know, if you leave here in the process, then before that happens, if you don't do, you know, a clearing or two, and you don't do that earth transport or transfer clearing to let the light ship know that you are here, and you want to do the barcode clearing too, get the spirit barcodes off of your spirit. So if you don't do those, you're going to more than likely be taken to the Beyondo. and you have no choice on that, unfortunately. So that's why we have the website up to help people. So back to you.
So, yeah, I know that you have said that the most important one besides emotional whole life clearing is the spirit barcode clearing. So if something happens to you, at least you can get your spirit and you can go wherever you would like to go. It's so interesting. I don't know. I wonder, why are we stuck here?
Only because the dark side wants to live off of you. So that's the whole thing in a nutshell. They like you.
Yeah.
Oh. That's the problem that we have here. And
so
coming back to, because you're forced to come back. They force you. So you don't have any free will, free choice once you're involved with their system here.
Okay. So one of our listeners, Ron, is wondering, how do we protect ourselves when we are not in judgment?
Not in judgment. You should be off of their timelines. And when you're off of their timelines, the alien timelines, then you probably won't be abducted easily.
So, Ron, would you suggest running timeline crashes month after month for every possible dream situation and emotion that you are going through on a daily basis or that you have ever gone through in your life?
No. What you want to do is do what you're finding yourself being connected to. So what you're feeling, you're dealing with, that's what you want to clear. You don't want to go in and start creating and maybe thinking about timelines because you may think you're on one, because that will put you on that timeline. Aliens will see you thinking and analyzing, you know, what your problem could be. So you just strictly want to clear out of you what's surfaced, because everything, you know, under the sun is going to be with you anyway. You only want to clear, you know, what you're dealing with, where the judgment is.
So, Ron, we have one listener is wondering how the aliens would feel if we started chasing them and eating them, and they think that they probably taste gross. They probably do.
Yeah, you never know.
I'm not going to be the one to find out. So, okay, and let me see. It says, we have another question. It says, the Earth transport clearing. Do we need the Earth transport for every clearing that we do?
I would say at least transferred over, yes. Uh-huh. Although, you know, if you're doing timeline crashes or something on something, you know, and you do it a lot, you may not have to do it every time. But I'd probably, you know, put it through once a week there of what you're doing. But, you know, if you've already been doing things and, you know, okay, let's just say that you put in 100 of these. Well, the light will definitely recognize you if you did 100 of those things. So it's just it's good to do, but, you know, if you did 100, you're probably going to be, you know, accounted for when things change. I said probably. But to me, that would be pretty reasonable, you know, because you're here. And, you know, they need to find you in the process when ascension time occurs.
Yes, the light needs to find us. Yeah. Okay. We have a question about something kind of logistical on this planet. It's wondering about all the bleach that is in the flour that we use to make many bread-like items, and in preservatives and all sorts of stuff. They're wondering if that can cause damage to our bodies and slow us down.
I don't really get into that, so I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, there's a lot of health people that just they stay away from white things anyway because it's always something not in its natural form. So, okay. Let's see. We have those great questions, Ron, that you always give such very interesting answers to, that are listed on the main page for Creation Lightship, and it's in the right-hand bottom corner. It says Wiki. So one of them is, it says, can we be as strong as the light beings that you bring in? Is there any way for us to be as strong?
I would say probably not. Because the light beings haven't been corrupted. And they only respond, you know, to you when you connect with them. So they're not dealing in darkness. So everybody on the planet, each time you incarnate, you lose part of yourself, you know, as you're living that lifetime. Well, I guess that's about the only way to say it, where light being is 100% of what it is. It's all light. You may not have a lot of energy yourself, you know, with your spirit. And you can't retrieve it because the dark side has it. Well, as people do spiritual practices and attunements and trying to bring in more light and everything else, you know, when you're doing these things, which I call the light of the darkness, then you're giving yourself away. And unfortunately, when that happens to you, you're losing your spirit. So you think you're doing something great and wonderful, and you just sold yourself out, you know, to the darkness energies. And they'll take a piece of you, or a lot of you. How do you get it back? Well, how can you get it back? So that's the whole question is, you know, what happens, why, you know, you're involved with it and what's going on. And, you know, it gets to be kind of sad, but that's what people do here. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a lot of the New Age dark side information that we're told to help people out by thinking about them or praying for them when actually it's a psychic attack and you're not helping that person anymore and all sorts of things that we're taught that are not true. So I know that we have to end in about 2 minutes, Ron, but I don't know if you want to answer, maybe get into one more thing. It says, how can the light beings look different at different times when we're looking at their pictures?
It all depends which one comes in or what group of them comes in. So either way, it will look different.
Yeah. And they're the different ones that are healing you because they're good at whatever it is that you need healing with?
They're the ones that are manifested instantly to show up to help you.
Okay. Well, everyone, thank you for listening tonight. And If you want to have Ron put your picture in the expo and take it with him to New York for October 16th, 17th, and 18th, please send your donations via PayPal with your photo and the receipt to Ron at his email at creationlightship@yahoo.com and have that in by October 13th. And that's it for me, Ron.
Okay, so let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. So command in your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and go to your dropping down to your heart. So here we go, dropping down. Oh, boy, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So blessings, and hopefully you're feeling wonderful. Thank you, Michelle. We'll see you guys later. Bye, everyone.
Thanks.